almost every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I've got strategies, I got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
And are you ready for your dose of radio rehab? Because we all need some strategies for living. Welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's me. I'm and, here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you made the choice to come here this evening.
Absolutely. I don't know that I would have wanted it any other way.
Well, I'm glad because, you know, a lot of times, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about this evening. You know, you've heard the expression probably throughout your life, as I have throughout mine, what you sow is what you reap, right?
Yes.
But what you may not know necessarily is that's karma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's talking about karma. And, you know, usually when we hear karma, we think, oh, that's something from the East. It's esoteric. But actually,
I think it's also been thrown around kind of as leverage or judgment thrust upon others. You know, you'll get what's coming for you.
Yeah, you're sowing karma. And, you know, some of that may be the case. But here's the deal. Every single action generates a force of energy. And we talk a lot about energy here. Everything is energy, as a matter of fact. So if every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind, what we sow is what we reap.
Right.
And when we choose actions that bring happiness and success to others, then the fruit of our karma, or the fruit of our cause and effect, is happiness and success.
Right.
And so I want to spend a little time talking about this evening, because a lot of times we make choices.
We make like over 50,000 a day.
Yeah, we make a bunch of choices, but a lot of those we don't think are choices.
Mm.
So what's going on there? What's really going on with the things that we're actually choosing, but we don't think of them as choice? We're gonna kind of unpack that today here on Strategies for Living. How about that?
Sounds good.
Thank you for joining us here on Strategies. We appreciate our sponsors making it possible: the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertina's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment to sow a little. Your own strategies. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Where were you going to get the sewing machine out this evening? Going to do some sewing?
You got some seeds?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I
or
could.
Or thread, I, needle. Which one?
I could come up with both, you know, if given enough time. So a lot of times.
You wanted to grow time?
Yeah.
We can do that too.
There you go. So a lot of times, you know, people hear words like karma and they think, oh, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. But it's actually a spiritual law, the law of karma. And karma is people may, you know, may be surprised that all major religions throughout the world, including Christianity, have some way of expressing this law of karma. What Jesus said very clearly, what you sow is what you reap. And that is very clearly karma.
Right.
And it's not
it's not some outside force enacting.
No, it's us. It's our energy
upon us. Yeah.
And it's also, if you think about it, an assertion of human freedom, because we are free with our thoughts, with our words, and with our deeds, and they are threads. They are threads of the net, which we actually throw around ourselves. There's freedom there, because if we're throwing it around ourselves, then we can also
take it off.
Take it off.
At any point.
Especially if we understand it. So,
well, we have to first recognize that the net is there before we can take it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So karma is not consequence. And it's not just action. It is actually both action and the consequence of that action. In other words, it's cause and effect simultaneously, cause and effect at the same time.
You know, and that's really elegant, because
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, because we're learning now in physics, right, that's actually very accurate.
Right.
Cause and effect are actually created at the same time, because time is stacked.
Right.
And so everything is happening at the same
time. That's the spooky, scary thing about quantum physics, because it is, you know, quantum physics is coming along and it's kind of underscoring a lot
of the ancient wisdom.
A lot of ancient wisdom, a lot of spiritual wisdom. And, you know, we've always kind of separated out. Well, this is the realm of religion. This is the realm of science. And quantum physics is kind of coming and saying, oh, no, it's all kind of mixed up together here.
It's entangled, if you will.
And we talk about entanglement, absolutely,
right,
in quantum physics. So, every action, it is cause and effect simultaneously, because every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind. So if you think about it, there's just really not anything unfamiliar about the law of karma. Because we've all heard, you know, we've all heard what you sow is what you reap. And obviously, if we want to create happiness in our lives, and I think the vast majority of us do, then what we've got to do is we've got to sow seeds of happiness. If you want, if you want watermelons, you know, and you go out and you plant cucumbers. Well, you're going to get something.
You're going to get cucumbers.
But you may get be disappointed because you wanted watermelons, right? So karma implies the action, and listen to this, because this is important, and this is what I really want to zero in on today. Karma implies the action of conscious choice making. Okay, conscious choice making. So, I mean, I want watermelons. I just grab some seeds and I go out and plant them, and I even take care of it. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, I'm picking cucumbers, and I'm very disappointed, okay?
Right.
But what I've just illustrated is not conscious. Right. I just go out and grab some seeds. Not without any kind of investigation of, well, these are...
What kind of seeds
Yeah, what kind of seeds are these? And, you know, I'm not a planter, but I think...
And, you know, that's a good, actually, metaphor for making the unconscious conscious as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you do happen to grab some seeds and plant them... And without expectation,
right?
This is the key, right? And then you get cucumbers. It's at that point when you're able to learn from what you sowed, right?
Yep.
That, oh, okay, when I plant seeds that look like this, I get cucumbers.
Yeah.
And the same can be applied within our own conscious investigation, right?
Yeah.
Because then if you do something, right, or if you get triggered by something and you get curious rather than you have an expectation that I don't feel that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the layover of I'm not expecting this seed to be anything in particular because I don't know what it is.
Right.
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 So when you get triggered and you investigate, okay, well, when I do this, I feel this way.
Yeah.
And that's where you get conscious and you can purposefully then plant seeds of happiness or whatever emotion you
want. Yeah. And the other part of the metaphor here that as I think about it kind of works in terms of conscious versus unconscious. Mm-hmm. Really the only thing that watermelon seeds and cucumber seeds have to do with each other is they're both seeds.
Right.
They look very different.
Yes, they do.
and so, but that's kind of sometimes what we do, right? We go out and I'm just going to grab seeds and see what happens. But that's not, you know, that's not going to return to us what we want. So here's the deal. And this is what all of this is.
It's not intentional. Yeah.
So this is the bottom line. This is what all of this is, you know, kind of been leading to and what I really want to unpack today.
Okay.
You and I are what we truly are, essentially, is we're choice makers.
We're creators.
We're infinite choice makers. And I'm going to go as far as to say in every single moment of our existence, once we come into conscious awareness, especially, but in every moment of our existence, we are, even when we're not conscious of it, we're in a field of possibilities.
Yes.
Where we have access to an absolute infinity of choices.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these choices are made very consciously, okay? But others are made unconsciously.
Right.
The best way to understand and to actually use this law of cause and effect, is to become very consciously aware of the choices we make in every moment. Mm. So here's the deal. Whether we like this or not, and some of us aren't going to like what I'm about to say,
right?
But whether we like it or not, everything, and I mean, some people are really not going to like this, so, you know, buckle up.
Disclaimer.
Whether you and I like it or not, everything that is happening at this moment is a result of the choices you've made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of us make choices unconsciously.
Right.
And so we don't think they're choices.
And I don't think that's unfortunate. I think it can be fortunate, because if it's unconscious, that means we can bring it to conscious.
But yeah, I agree. But I'm
just... It is unfortunate for yourself and others around you in the moment.
And we think then, oh, this is happening to me.
Right.
You know, I'm being put upon or whatever. And yet, these are choices. So let's unpack this, you know, a bit. If I were to insult you, you, most likely you would make a choice of being offended.
Oh, I could.
If I were to pay you a compliment, you would most likely make a choice of being flattered, being pleased, right? Mm-hmm. But I want you to think about that. I mean, really think about that for a minute. It's a choice. It's still a choice.
Yes,
even
it
though
is.
I could offend you and I could insult you and you could make the choice of not being offended.
Right.
And I could pay you a compliment and you could make the choice of not letting that flatter you. So, most of us, even though we're infinite choice makers, have become bundles of conditioned reflexes that are constantly being triggered by people and circumstances into predictable outcomes of behavior. Mm. Now, that's a mouthful, and I want to stop there because we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take that and we're going to unpack it further. And we're even going to bring the dog in, right?
Woof, woof.
Yeah, Pavlov's.
Pavlov.
We're going to bring Pavlov's dog into this because actually
that rings a bell.
because that has a lot to do mm-hmm. with what we're talking about today. Pavlov's dog, in other words. And we're talking about sowing and reaping. We're talking about cause and effect today here on Strategies. Stay with us. We've got more to come. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
Oh, yeah, we need them. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. I'm glad that you've made the choice today to listen to Strategies for a Living. Glad you're making the choice to stay with us. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we're talking choices today. And we're talking choices related to what you sow is what you reap.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to say it is karma.
Yeah.
We're talking karma today.
Which is interesting. I mean, it gets a bad rep and it's got a lot of connotations around it, right? But if you go back to the etymology where it came from, right?
Yeah.
Karma actually roots back to a word which just means to make.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
And that's it.
Simple.
I mean, that's,
make. Let's make.
Yeah. To produce. And it is. That's what you sow is what you reap, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
All right. So we're infinite choice makers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are. You know, we have in every moment of our existence, we have this field of possibilities where we have access to an absolute infinity of choices. We may tell ourselves, oh, I've only got two choices and one's good and one's not so good. You know, that's not really there's an infinity of choices.
There's nuances,
you know.
Yeah. If we think there's only two choices, we're not using the limitlessness of our creativity and
right.
of our imagination.
Right.
We need to ask for help in order to see the other possibilities because they're there.
Yeah. So even though we're infinite choice makers, what most of us have become is we've become bundles of conditioned reflexes. And here's where Pavlov and his dog come in.
Mm-hmm.
We've become bundles of conditioned reflexes that are constantly being triggered by people and circumstances into pretty predictable outcomes of behaviors. So these conditioned reflexes are just like Pavlovian conditioning. So, of course, Pavlov is famous for demonstrating that if you give a dog something to eat when you ring a bell mm-hmm. every time, what's going to happen is soon the dog is going to start to salivate when you just ring the bell.
Right.
Because it's associated one stimulus with another. I was out years and years ago. Billy Wilson was my partner in radio, and he and his wife Jean had a place in Shiloh, 5 acres, and it was beautiful. And Billy dug him a catfish pond mm-hmm. and stocked it and stocked it and stocked it. That thing was full. And one day I was out visiting him, and he said, "Come on, let's go out. Let me show you something." And we go out towards the pond, and he had a nice deck built that he could go out to it.
Right.
And I look, and there's two old beat-up trash can lids.
Mm.
And on our way, they were right at the beginning of the pathway. He grabs those trash can lids, and he starts using them like symbols,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And I just looked at him like, "What the heck are you doing?" In a just a moment, that pond
mm-hmm.
is teeming
yeah.
with catfish.
Because he probably used to bang them and then throw the food
That's
in.
Exactly. Well, that's what he did. He went, you know, he showed me, and he went out, and that day there was a barrel out there with feed.
Right.
And he tossed it out, and they were just teeming.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pavlovian conditioning.
Right.
Because every time that he did, and, you know, he would feed them. And, of course, he had a net out there, so he didn't have to do much fishing. If he wanted catfish for dinner, you know, he'd just go out and,
sure.
you know, bang his trash can lids together
and scoop
a few out, and there's dinner,
yeah.
you know. I've never forgotten. That was long before I even thought about going to graduate school and, you know, the only
learning about classical conditioning
and, you know, and operant conditioning
mm-hmm.
And the difference between them. I mean, I think I had been exposed to it probably in a high school psychology course or
right.
something like that, maybe a college one. But, you know, seeing it in action mm-hmm. is fascinating.
Yes, it is.
You know, so, but we're, you know, we don't like to think of ourselves like dogs and fish, and yet that's the predictable outcomes of behavior mm-hmm. when we get triggered. And those, you know, that's what Pavlovian conditioning
is because it makes sense because when we are triggered, we don't have access to the part of the brain which makes us human.
Yeah.
When we get triggered, we don't have access to the prefrontal cortex.
Right.
I mean, we bypass it. We truly go into what some people call the reptilian brain.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
The animal brain.
Which is what dogs and catfish have, you know, to keep them alive. So as a result of conditioning, most of us have repetitive and predictable responses to the stimuli that's in our environment. So our reactions seem to be automatically triggered by people and by circumstances.
Oh, and we have words and phrases for that, right? Well,
sure.
she made me mad. He, you know, did that because of him.
Yeah, the devil made me do it.
Oh, that's another one, right?
And so when we do all of that, what we're doing is we're forgetting
our
that
power.
These are choices. They're still choices that we're making in every moment of our existence. Again, think back to the simple thing that we talked about last segment. I could offend you and I could insult you, and you could make the choice of not being offended.
Right.
Even though probably, I don't know, over 95% of us, 95% of the time, if an insult is hurled at us, we're going to be offended. 95% of us, 95% of the time, and I'm just taking these out of thin air.
Right. They're statistics.
If we're given a compliment, we're going to make the choice of being flattered. That's what we're talking about. And that's what we want to think about, because even though our reactions seem to be automatically triggered by these people and these things that happen, we're forgetting that we have choices that we're making in every moment.
And
we're simply making the choices unconsciously.
Right. And I truly think that that's part, if not all, of what Jesus was suggesting when he said, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
It's making the choice not to be offended.
Absolutely.
He was
asking the metaphysical question, mm-hmm. Where's your power?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody slaps you and you automatically slap back, who's
in control
of you?
Yep.
Well, it's the person that slapped you. But if you do as Jesus said and turn the other cheek, if somebody slaps you and you turn the other cheek, now who has control of you?
Mm.
You do.
Right.
And so that's brilliant when you stop and think about it. You know, for everything else that we believe about Jesus, that we pile on Jesus, that we blame on Jesus, good and bad.
Right.
Just if you read what he says and you take things like what you sow is what you reap and turn the other cheek, if we just live according to that that way of life, we're saved. And that's truly, I think, his teaching. Yeah. And so, and I'm not downplaying the other things we believe about Jesus. That's important too. Yes. But let's not throw out the beauty of the teaching,
mm-hmm.
the importance of the teaching as a way of living our lives.
The way, the truth, and the life.
There you go. So what we need to do is just take a step back for a moment. And just, here's the thing. Witness your choices. What? Witness your choices. Witness your choices, the choices that you're making as you make those choices. And in the act of witnessing, you take the whole process. What you're doing there is you're taking the process from the unconscious realm into the conscious realm. And so this procedure of conscious choice making and witnessing, talk about empowering. It's very, very empowering.
Right. I mean, just by being able to witness something means that you are not it, which means you are just in the act of witnessing. expanding your consciousness because you're being able to see from a larger perspective.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Lauren. But when we live so much of our lives unconsciously and reactively, mm-hmm. we are giving up so much of the power that we possess.
Yeah.
And we're living unconsciously. So many of us.
Not only that, but I think we're handing over our power to something that was never intended to wield that much power. And what I mean by that is the ego, right?
Yeah.
Because the ego and our bodies are just meant to be receivers of the higher wisdom of our souls.
Right.
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 And so when we're purely reactionary, we're placing the power in solely in our ego,
right.
and in our bodies.
And we're bypassing the very spiritual.
The divine intelligence that
is within every cell of our body.
Right.
That divine intelligence, even if we deny it, and a lot of people, some people do, they don't believe in it. That's okay. Because even if you don't believe in it, it's in every cell of your body.
Right.
And if it wasn't in every cell of your body, you wouldn't be breathing. You wouldn't. Your heart wouldn't be beating. You wouldn't be walking. Your eyes wouldn't be blinking. You'd be a mess, and you wouldn't be alive very long. Mm-hmm. So that divinity within us is what really powers all of this.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's by being witness that we actually recognize that it's not just the divinity within us, it's the divinity that is us.
There you
perhaps.
Go. There you go. We are, we're making choices today. We're talking conscious choice making, sowing and reaping. What you sow is what you reap. It's also called karma, cause and effect. We're talking about how powerful it can be if we understand it, how much we can take our power back if we understand it. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. Stay right where you are. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, 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 strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, Lauren and David, and we're talking sowing and reaping today. Talking,
you got me busy.
What?
You got me busy at work over here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Planting and watering.
Yeah, and watering and sowing. And
look at all this dirt.
I know. It's just, you know. And once you start to.
Till there was you.
Beginning, once you decide to witness your consciousness and your power, well, you can make some. You can make some mess, you know.
But sure, but you can make some great fruit.
Absolutely. absolutely. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. When you make any choice at all, ask yourself a couple of things. Mm-hmm. First of all, what are the consequences of this choice that I'm making? You know what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. In your heart, you will immediately know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then secondly, ask yourself, will this choice that I'm making now bring happiness to me and to those around me? If the answer is yes, go for it. Go with that choice.
Yeah.
If the answer is no, if that choice brings distress either to you or to those around you, then don't make that choice. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It really is that simple. There's only one choice out of the infinity, and there are an infinity of choices available every second. So when you multiply the seconds by the infinity of choices, man, that gets mind-boggling. But there's only one choice that will create happiness for you as well as those around you. Okay?
Okay.
So when you make that choice, it's going to result in spontaneous right action. That's a form of behavior, spontaneous right action. So spontaneous right action is the right action at the right moment. It's the right response to the situation as it happens. It's the action that nourishes both you and everybody else who is influenced by that particular action. So this is a really interesting mechanism.
Okay.
And it's a mechanism that the universe has to help you make spontaneously correct choices.
Yes.
Okay? It's provided to you. The mechanism has to do with sensations in your body.
Yes, it does.
Your body experiences, all of our bodies, experiences two kinds of sensation. One is comfort, mm-hmm. and the other is discomfort, mm-hmm. okay? And at the moment you consciously make a choice, pay attention to your body and ask your body, mm-hmm. if I make this choice, what happens? If your body sends a message of comfort, that's the right choice. If your body sends a message of discomfort, then stop and think about that because it may not be the appropriate choice.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, and this also requires years of, you know, because you've got to be able to tangle out, okay, what's a trauma response versus what's true discomfort. Does that make sense?
If you've had trauma, mm-hmm. you may need to
admit this may move
you towards some work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But
knowing the difference between fear and excitement, in other words.
Right.
Is what I'm getting at there.
You know, now typically, and for a lot of people, you know, I don't know, at least a good majority of people, that comfort discomfort is going to be in the area of the solar plexus.
Okay. I think another way, you know, it just depends on how you feel. I mean, the way you can really play with this is to repeatedly say yes to yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And just pay attention to what your body does.
Whatever
it feels. I mean, you may get a tingle in your left toe and maybe that's your yes.
Yeah.
Right? But it's to learn your body.
Your body. Your unique
body.
Your
yes and your no.
But I would say for most people, Lauren, mm-hmm. it's either going to show up in the solar plexus or it's going to show up in the heart.
Yeah, yes.
And those two places are related.
Yes.
And I don't know what the percentage is, but I think if we're focused on our solar plexus and what happens there, and we're focused in the heart area and what happens there, that takes in about 80% of all of us, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a little bit more. So consciously put your attention there. Consciously put your attention on your heart. Consciously put your attention on your solar plexus.
Notice we are getting out of the brain.
Yeah.
This is very important.
Wait for a response. Wait for a physical response. It'll be in the form of a sensation. And it may be just the faintest level of feeling, but it's there.
Right.
It's there in your body. And only the heart really knows the correct answer. you know, and most people, when they think of the heart, they think of something that's mushy and sentimental. But actually, the heart is not. It's extremely,
oh my gosh, it's a beautiful organ.
It is extremely intuitive. It is extremely holistic. It's relational and it's contextual.
Okay, and so
it doesn't know. The heart doesn't understand. It doesn't have a win-lose orientation. It taps into the heart.
Yes.
Taps right into the big computer.
Right.
The cosmic computer.
Your higher mind.
The field of pure potentiality and knowledge and the grand organizing design. Get what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
G-O-D.
Yes.
Grand organizing design. And it takes everything into account. Sometimes it might not even seem rational. But the heart has a computing ability that's far more accurate, far more precise than anything mm-hmm. within the limits of rational thought.
Well, and it is the most of all of our human organs as well. I mean, if we just think about it scientifically, okay, there are more connections from the heart to the brain than there are from the brain to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also know through science that the heart produces an electromagnetic field.
Right.
Right. And that can expand up to 9 feet beyond beyond your human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the reason
now
when you walk into a room mm-hmm. where there's tension.
Right.
You know, people know, and especially if there's multiple people feeling different levels of tension, mm-hmm. but they're all feeling tension, and you walk into that room.
It's the electromagnetic field.
You say, I could cut the tension with a knife in there because you feel it.
Right.
It's that palpable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And for, you know, age-old people who are saying, well, I'm heart versus brain, okay? The brain does produce an electromagnetic field.
Yep.
But it maybe extends a foot beyond your head. Not even.
But the heart, it goes out.
Yeah.
And so when you tune there, you've really got something. And so, you know, hopefully what we've done in the last few minutes is take what we talked about at the first of the program, which might sound a little theoretical for some, but hopefully we've just made the rubber hit the road, you know. Because what you sow is what you reap. And we make everything we do is it's choices. It's choices.
Everything.
We're talking about it today here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather. Alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Life gets hard along the way. gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here, strategies for living radio, our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Talking about what you sow and what you reap. The law of karma. The law of cause and effect. We can call it a lot of different things, but it's universal. It is a law.
Yeah,
it's a law like gravity's a law. Mm-hmm. And we can defy it.
Sure, we can resist it.
But if you resist gravity, you know, what's going to happen? Splat. So be careful, you know, because this is a law. What are you taking away from today?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people beat each other over the head with karma. Like it's some, you know, you're in debt to other person or you better watch out.
Or, you know, I think that misses the point.
It completely misses the point because I think that it's truly one of, if not the key to true freedom.
Yeah.
Because it's by examining and really getting curious with, okay, what am I creating in the world?
Yeah.
What choices am I making?
Yeah.
And by doing that, we expand our consciousness and therefore or can create anything we want at that point once we recognize the mechanism.
We are infinite choice makers in a field of infinite possibilities. And
the field is our material to work with.
Yeah,
I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. We can mold it into whatever we want once we recognize that we're doing it.
We are not near as powerless as many of us think we are. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living, being a part with us of this ongoing experience. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.